Hi, John. So what are you looking to do here in Buffalo?
What we're looking to do is bring professional soccer to Buffalo, developing, building in Buffalo and the western New York area for over 40 years. Dennis Penman has been my partner throughout that entire time. And we've done a lot of apartments in that area, including in Buffalo. And I have watched the dynamics of what's been taking place in Buffalo, its re-emergence in the last few years. And I've had a strong interest in owning a professional soccer team for a long time. I began serious conversations with USL about, I guess, almost 2 years ago now, and focused on the Buffalo market. They were very interested in seeing a team established there. And we came to an agreement, and we signed an expansion agreement sometime around the first quarter of this year. And we're now pursuing a franchise agreement. At the same time, Dennis and I are looking at opportunities in terms of sites to build a soccer-specific stadium on, and to do additional development on the site as well, including commercial, retail, and residential perhaps.
Is there currently a desired location?
In or close to downtown Buffalo. And we're looking at specific sites, but we have confidentiality agreements, and I can't disclose where the sites are. But we are looking at sites that are either in Buffalo or in the downtown area of Buffalo or very close to it, all of which would have great access.
You talk about other business or community tie-ins as a potential. You know, what are some of those that you could see moving forward that would make sense if there were to be a stadium built in Buffalo?
Well, one thing is we want to involve the youth soccer community in the Buffalo area, engage all of the soccer community in Buffalo, from the existing adult teams to the youth soccer teams. And we see an opportunity to provide some facility use for them, in addition to using our own staff and players to help provide clinics and coaching and so forth. We want to make it a community effort. And we see, you know, there's a major youth soccer movement that exists in Buffalo, and we want to engage with it and make it part of our operations going forward. We also see allowing the stadium to be used for college and our high school championship games, and also using the stadium for clinics for children and for adults, as well as for using it for concerts when it's not being used for soccer.
Currently in Rochester, there's a soccer stadium that was built pretty much just for this purpose, the same thing you're talking about. And what happened to the Rochester Rhinos? Well, they're no longer there. Is this something that you could say confidently, it's going to be different than something that happened in Rochester?
I can be very confident in the fact it'll be very different. First of all, that's not the way I run my business. And I don't want to be pejorative toward anyone, but I believe that if you look back in the 1990s and see the transformation of the Rochester Rhinos from a championship team to a failure, it was management error that caused that failure. We run very successful businesses. We are very focused on how we manage and operate our businesses. We have reached out to experts at all level, including people from the Premier League in Europe, sports advisors from as far away as Great Britain, and worked with USL, and they had to vet us and our plan in order to be comfortable that we wouldn't come back with a failure at some point in the future. As I said, our stadium is going to be soccer-specific. It is going to be state-of-the-art. We have spent a lot of time visiting other stadiums and identifying what we want and what we should have versus what others may have that doesn't work quite as well. We've also engaged Canon Design, and they're working with us, and they have a great deal of background in sports stadiums. We're also working with Gilbane Construction, who has a great deal of experience in building stadiums. And the Gilbane family I've been known and been friends with for 40 years, so we're quite comfortable with the partnerships we have together. And, of course, we have Dennis Penman, who is my eyes and ears in Buffalo, our eyes and ears in terms of everything we do up there. And he's always been able to guide us through the process, help us to understand the culture, and build our communities into that culture. I think we can do the same thing with this. And I'm quite comfortable that we have the resources, and the extent we need more resources, we can acquire those to make this a very successful venture.
What do you think the best way to properly fund this then would be moving forward?
Until we have a better handle on the actual costs, and each one of the sites we're looking at has characteristics that are unique in and of that site, and they would each have different cost bases to get us to where we want to be. So until we have a complete handle on where those costs are, we are willing to invest our own capital. We are not bashful about doing that, and we do that in all of our projects. And we'll take a look at it and see how this works with and without public support.
Now, the existing club that we have here is the NPSL's FC Buffalo. They've embraced a community-minded model, and that includes a culture of civic pride, acceptance, non-discrimination, community outreach, grassroots connections. And I know you mentioned a little bit on the fact that you wanted to really reach out to youth soccer, but would the USL team embrace a similar culture to FC Buffalo's?
Most definitely. If it doesn't, it'll never be successful. We want our brand to be identified with the city of Buffalo. We want the city of Buffalo and its residents to identify with our brand. We have been working very long and hard over the past couple of years to begin to put this process together. We have people from the USL who are well-experienced in creating community relations with soccer-based communities in the areas where they have teams, and they're working directly with us and will continue to do so. So our firm, so you understand a little bit about our firm, I'm the CEO of the firm. My son, Todd, T-O-D-D McClutchie, is the president of the company. And my son-in-law, Scott Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, is specifically working on this project. He was responsible for non-real estate investments for the company, and he has put a lot of time and effort into this, including understanding how to engage the community and working with the USL staff to do that. So he'll be spending a lot of time doing just that.
My final question for you, at the end of the day, why Buffalo?
I believe a number of different things. I believe that if you take a look at activity availability for sports in Buffalo, you've got the winter is packed with the Sabres and the Bills, and they do very well. Even when they're not playing well, they do very well. They have diehard fans. They have great fan bases. And I've watched this over the years. If you look at what the available sports activities are from March to November, which is when we would be playing, you have football is over with when our season begins. The hockey seasons are winding down. You've got, as we get into the end of our season in November, you had football starting, and they're a third of the way into their season at this point, and I think we fill a gap that the Buffalo sports fans, as I see them, are hungry for sports activities, and I think we're going to give them some excitement to fill those time frames.